You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Monday. I'm back in New York City. So, the most interesting thing in tech, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, wrote an op-ed over the weekend. He wrote it in the Washington Post. Why did he write it in the Washington Post? Well, if you've seen the New York Times coverage of Facebook recently, I don't know, seems like a reasonable place for the CEO to write an op-ed. In any case, his op-ed says it's time for regulation of Silicon Valley. Traditionally, tech leaders have said, please don't regulate us. And now Zuckerberg is saying, hey, please do regulate us. In fact, let's have regulation over toxic content. Some of these decisions are too hard for the tech companies to make. There should be real rules about what is allowed on the platforms and what is not. Right now, Facebook has all kinds of internal rules. They have external councils. It's kind of a mess. You can see why he'd want that. Secondly, let's have rules about political advertising. There should be clear requirements about what political ads are allowed and what are not. Right now, most federal regulation in the United States involves advertising for candidates, but that's clearly not what, say, the Russians did when they were trying to manipulate our election. Third, he wants regulation on privacy, specifically GDPR regulations in Europe should be universal. You can see why any tech company executive would want that, because it's a lot easier to operate if you have the same rules around the world instead of different rules in every country. Fourth, he wants regulations on data portability so that information you have on one platform can be moved to another. So why would he say all this? What is Mr. Zuckerberg up to? Why is he going against the general credo of Silicon Valley that there should be no regulation? Well, I would say a couple things. One, we do need this stuff. It is true that sensible, well thought through regulation could be beneficial to the internet. And at a time of internet backlash, it would be beneficial to all of the tech companies as well. So that would be the least cynical reading. The medium cynical reading, and I think this is also true, and is not incompatible with what I just said, is that this kind of regulation, particularly the ones he's proposing, could lock in Facebook's monopoly position. Who has the lawyers to comply with GDPR and complicated privacy regulations? Facebook! And in fact, we've seen that some of the tough regulations tend, with Silicon Valley, to lock in the positions of the dominant players because they know how to handle the regulations. So Zuckerberg is proposing rules that could be trouble for him, but will be more trouble for his competitors. So surely that was a second reason. So reason number one, it's good for the internet. That's good for Facebook. Reason number two, lock in competitive position. The most cynical reading, and again, this is probably true too, is that there is one kind of regulation that Facebook really does not want, and that is antitrust. So what Elizabeth Warren has proposed, what the legal scholar Tim Wu has proposed, which is that the tech companies be broken up. Facebook specifically could be broken up so that you separate out WhatsApp and Instagram from core Facebook. That would be a catastrophe for Facebook. It would be what happened to Microsoft and would cause them so many problems. I'm sure Zuckerberg thought about that as well. So to sum up, the most interesting thing in tech, an argument from Mark Zuckerberg, an op-ed, his motives for it, some combination of genuinely wanting what's best for the internet, and also definitely wanting what's best for Facebook. All right, see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.